Vicente, 12th September 2018. Today is Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be a knowledgeful and sensible soul who accumulates an income of multi-millions at every step. A sensible and knowledgeful soul is one who first considers everything before he acts. Eminent people first have their food checked before they eat it. Similarly, thoughts are food for the intellect. And so first of all, check them and then put them into practice. By checking your thoughts, your words and deeds automatically become powerful. Where there is power, there is an income. So become powerful and accumulate an income of multi-millions at every step, that is, from every thought, word and deed. This is the qualification of a knowledgeful soul. This blessing is taken from one of the Avyakta Murlis, which we had heard recently in last 1 or 2 years, 14th October 1981. So Baba is saying, be sensible and knowledgeful soul who considers everything before he eats. And Baba has given example of kings or eminent people. They used to have their food checked before they would eat it. In the similar manner, thoughts are also food for the intellect. So first of all, check them before you put them into practice, because it is thoughts that become words and deeds. So if thoughts are powerful, automatically words and deeds become powerful. And where there is power, there is income. So become powerful and accumulate an income of multi-million at every step. That is from every thought, word or deed. This is the qualification of a knowledgeful soul. Jnani tu atma. So the sensible soul or the knowledgeful soul is one. What he does is somebody who first considers his thoughts before he speaks or before he acts. So thoughts are like food. So they were kings. They used to have their food checked before they would eat, because there is a huge list of assassinations of kings by their ministers, by their enemies down the ages, not only Indians but throughout the world. If you see, there's a huge list of people who are poisoned. There's a huge list of kings who are poisoned. And there is a huge list of alleged poisonings. So why all of these things? Why these things happened? The desire for post or position made them do so. And that's why they would mix something, some poison in their food. And once the person dies, then they can seize that post. So Baba is saying, eminent people, prominent people, kings, they would have their food checked, or they will have their food tested by somebody else. One of the examples is King Chandragupta Maurya, the first king of Maurya dynasty. His wife Durdara, she tried to test the food and she died because that was poisoned. But he was immune to it because his master Chanakya always mixed some poison in his food to make him immune, because there were many enemies there. So, even for that matter, Alexander, who came in India, it is said that he died from food poisoning. It's not confirmed, but they say like that. So, food poisoning leads to death. Thought poisoning leads to death. Spiritual death. So just as your foods should be checked, in the similar manner, thoughts should also be checked. So, whatever things we do with food, the same things we need to do with thoughts. Something that is known as food safety. So what do we do with food before we eat? That is little different. Come to the gross. Like worldly people, they eat food. So what do they do with food, first of all? No, not those things. Coming to the medical part, food safety. The food should be rich in macronutrients and micronutrients. Macronutrient consists of proteins, carbohydrates, fat. Micronutrient consists of vitamins and minerals. So, food should be rich in this. Whatever food one eats, that should be rich in nutrients. Second, that food should not be adulterated or contaminated. If that food is contaminated, that can lead to the mass poisoning. If that food is adulterated, that can lead to food poisoning. So the food should be uncontaminated, unadulterated. Next, that food should not be such that it will lead to allergy, food allergy. Otherwise, person suffers. So there shouldn't be any allergy because of that food. Then, what else? Whatever food we eat, how that should be? Yeah, so that should not be with all these contaminations. And contaminations are little different. Adulteration is different. What ma'am is saying is excessive of additives, of preservatives and sweeteners and so many things they try to mix in that food. And they compromise the quality of that food. Or that food which is stale or which is expiry date has already occurred and one is eating that, or that food is infected. That food is, if there is a infected, about 30% of the cancers, according to one study of 1981, are because of food. Or because of food. So, food should not be infected. Food should not be carcinogenic. Then, what else? How should be the food?
Pure and fresh.
Pure and fresh, okay. and what else? How should be our food? It should be tasty. There are 5 types of tests. What are they? There are 5 types of taste. One is salty, namkeen, then next sour, second is sour, third is sweet, fourth is bitter, and fifth is, what is that? Oh, no. There is one Japanese word for that. I forgot. It starts with O. That means delicious. That means delicious. That is the 5th type of taste. So, Oma, something like that. It's not there. Umami or something like that. Umami. Something like that. This is a Japanese word which means very tasty. Very delicious. So these are 5 types of taste. So food should be tasty.
Umami.
Umami, yeah, umami. So food should be tasty. So if it is, it should have fresh, it should have fragrance. If it is a rancid, if it is bad odor, person may not like to eat it. Food should be fresh, not stale. So these are some of the things about food. Now come to the thought. Just as we are talking about food, our thoughts should also be fresh. Our thoughts should not be stale. They should be new. They should be full of nutrients. They should be powerful, providing all the essential nutrients to the body. Then, what else? They should not be contaminated. They should not be vicious. They should not be infected. They should not have those additional preservatives and sweeteners and artificial things in that. They should be as much pure as possible. Then there shouldn't be any allergies in that thought. Thought allergies. Thought poisoning. Then what else? How should be our thought? Thought has been compared. They should be checked before. You know, the food chain. The checking of the food starts from a very, from the time it is produced. And then it goes ahead. It is processed or not unprocessed. That are the 2 categories. Cooked, uncooked, processed, unprocessed. Goes ahead. And then packing. Packing of the food. How the packing is done. Sometimes wrong packing, infected packing can lead to contamination of food. Then go ahead. From transport of the food. How the food is transported. During the transport also a lot of contamination can occur. And then it comes in the market, storage, yeah, storage, preservation of the food. And then it comes to us. And even when it comes to us, are we washing it or using it without? For example, some vegetable. Now from where it is coming? It's coming from some farm. And then it is packed. And then it is transported. Then it is preserved, stored. And then it comes to us. And then where we are keeping and how fast we are using it. Or we are just keeping it like that. Allowing it to become stale and then eating once it becomes infected. So all this transport process, food chain safety, that should be maintained. This entire cycle. Thought came in the mind. If it is a vicious thought, if it is an ill thought, and it stays for a long time and we try to preserve it and it gets further contaminated, then the result would be food poisoning. The result would be dangerous. So whatever things we do with food, all those things should be done with thought. Just as we exercise utmost care in consumption of food, in delivery of food, in transport of food, in checking of food. In the similar manner, there are certain food inspectors, they check the food. So we need to check the food in that manner, the thought in that manner. So all these 5-6 things, whatever we discussed about food, the same thing should be applied to thought. And our thought should be tasty. It should not be the same type of thoughts. Sometimes sour, sometimes they should not be bitter, but they should be tasty. Or there should be variety in thoughts. Otherwise the same thought, the same thinking process, the same monotonous thinking, just as one wants variety of food, in the similar manner, thoughts should be variety. Thoughts should be different. Myriads of thoughts, assorted food, something known as assorted biscuits or assorted thoughts. In the similar manner, you should have assorted thoughts. And Baba has given us enough treasure of knowledge to churn, to cogitate, to understand, to imbibe, to reflect, to meditate, to contemplate, to go into the depth, to understand it, new words, new meanings. Murli itself is an assorted food. Murli itself is a delicious food. But, and one more thing. Now this is some, these are the things from outside. Now come to another thing. What do people do with food? First of all, they offer to God in Bhakti Marg. Then what they do? They respect food a lot. If they are devotees, how they respect it. Eating is a ritual and a lot of things are associated with it. So they will offer God, they will eat with an attitude of gratitude. Then they will see that nothing should go waste. And what else? They donate. They see that nothing should be left over and they even donate food. So food donation, annadan, is a great donation. Yeah. So, these are some of the things they do. Then, from where that food is coming? How that money is getting earned? Is it by milking somebody? Some poor, the lost, the lowest? Is it by exploitation it is coming? Or it is coming by the sweat of thy brow, thou shalt earn thy food? How it is coming? So that is also an important factor. How the food is coming? Then, that food should not have contaminants here, or insects, or some foreign particles, some stones, anything for that matter. So that should not be there. Then, who prepares the food? What is the stage of the mind of that person? With what attitude that person is preparing the food? So, preparation of the food. Then eating of the food. Offering of food to God and then eating. And what is the quality of that food? Whether it is rajasic, tamasic or sattvic. If it is rajasic, it will lead to rajasic intellect. If it is something that is filled with spices and it is something that is exciting, something that agitates the senses, that is rajasic. Any food which is tamasic, which is stale, which is non-veg, which is aphrodisiac. All the food should that we eat, that should be sattvic. In the similar manner, thoughts, they should be sattvic. In the similar manner, we should offer, they should be so pure so that we can offer its bhog to God. They should be eaten in the stage of satisfaction, a deep sense of satisfaction. If one is thinking about its faults, this is not there, that is not there. If one is eating in anger, that food turns non-vegetarian. Because anger is a fire. So what food we are eating, how we are eating, when we are eating, and when are we eating, and how many times we are eating. If somebody, the greatest disease in the Western world, also Indian, is obesity. And one more, if that food is deficient in vitamins, as I said here, the first point, then also we suffer from many diseases, even minerals for that matter. So, balanced diet, optimum diet. So all these things, whatever we think about food, gross, the same is true about subtle, that is thought. Because Baba is saying, thought is a food. So thought is a food when which we eat. And one more, it should be easily digestible. If it doesn't assimilate in the body, one suffers from diarrhea or whatever. Or if that food should also have two more things. Micronutrients 3, macronutrients 2, macro 3 and micro 2. On top of that, it should have good quantity of water and fiber. Otherwise one suffers from constipation. Spiritual constipation. Spiritual indigestion. Food allergy, food toxin, food poisoning, thought poisoning, all these things can happen. So, just as kings, they would get their food checked and then they would eat in the similar manner. Maya is a predator. She is on a lookout. She is a hunter and you are the prey. The moment you get laxed, she will shoot you. So, utmost care should be exercised. Absolute meticulous attitude whilst consuming food. Thought is a food. Every morsel of food, every tidbit of thought, every thought which is flowing across the mind, that should be checked, examined, re-examined, investigated, analyzed, seen properly, checked, and then taken inside. Otherwise, there is a huge list, you can go and find out, list of kings who were assassinated by their ministers. So many khalifas, so many imams have been killed by food poisoning, by their juniors who wanted to become imam and who wanted to become khalifas. So food and thought. Thought is what? Food. So have healthy diet, so that one doesn't suffer from diseases, allergies, contaminations, and one enjoys health. So this is all about food. So Baba is saying, if you have, similarly thoughts are food for intellect, and first of all check them and then put them into practice by checking your thoughts, your words, and it's automatically become powerful. Where there is power, there is an income. Become powerful and accumulate an income of multi-million at every steps. That is from every thought, word and deed. This is the qualification of Jnani Tu Atma. This is the qualification of knowledgeful soul. Thoughts, food. Whatever we apply to thoughts, start applying to food. And one more, there should not be overeating. Overeating is also a disease. Overthinking. And there should not be underthinking. Underthinking means no chintan, no churning. So you will suffer from protein energy malnutrition, PEM. Marasmus and kwashiorkor. These are the two things that are found in children. So those same things. Whenever there is a protein deficiency, the food should be full. should have everything in it. So check for the quality of thought. There should be, you know, in those food there should be ISI mark. That should be certified. Or there is what is known as FD. Nowadays in every packet they have FSCI. This mark should be there. If this mark is there, it is okay. If this mark is not there, it is doubtful. So you have to see that this mark is there. Green dot. There is one more thing, veg and non-veg. So egg mark. So these are some of the things. So on your thought, what mark should be there? Srimat. That mark should be there, it is as per the Srimat. S mark should be there. Srimat. If this mark is not there, it is doubtful. You should see the... Whenever you purchase anything, they ask to see the calories. They ask to... They teach us to tell expiry date and this mark. These few things should be... And how is the packing? It's proper or it's open from somewhere? So these things should be checked. The same thing should be applied to thought. So these are some of the things about thought as food. Om Shanti.